Welcome back. This is the VIP Experience with Jennifer Arezio. And today she's going to teach you how to connect with your soul and receive answers. So very excited about that. So Jennifer, thank you and take it away.
I love that. Okay, so we want to create a connection with our soul that is connecting to exactly what we want, how we want, right? And so often people will we'll cloud ourselves in white light and we'll bring in the angels and we'll do, you can hear the eye roll. We'll do the connection. That's great, everyone. But if you're feeling not enough, right, that connection's going to go, and then things that are posing of the light or posing as your soul or you think is your soul, you're going to connect to. And that's how we pick up all the icky sticky. And then we have to have a session with someone like me where we clear our energy, right? So what I do is I teach people how to connect to their soul via their divine intelligence or via their body. Our body does not have free will. It's our mind and soul that does. Our body knows how to pump the blood. It will raise its hand if I ask it. If it's everything's in working order, it's not going to go, you know what? I could, but I don't want to do it, right? It just doesn't. So when we make this connection using our divine intelligence, our body, it will connect exactly how we want, where we want, to what we want. And you don't have to worry about, well, am I connected? It will be connected as soon as you declare it, right? Of course, I want everyone to kind of feel that connection and to see what that feels like. But if you don't worry, you're connected, okay? So if everyone's pretzeled up, their legs are twisty, let's unpretzel yourself. Let's put our feet on the floor. Okay, you're going to close your eyes if it resonates, and you're going to say out loud after me. Divine intelligence.
Divine intelligence.
Create a conscious connection.
Create a conscious connection.
With my soul.
With my soul.
And just tell me what you notice. And you cannot notice anything.
I feel a little vibration, a little swaying movement in my body.
Good. I love that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So once we connect to our soul, we want to check into that central energetic channel. That is the channel of energy that goes from our tailbone all the way to the top of our head, past our head, and connects with the God goo. Okay? Right? It's so supposed to be everyone straight, like this pencil. Not rigid, just straight. It's supposed to run from white to yellow to blue to gold. It is not supposed to be icky or sticky or gray or have holes in it. So we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to go back in. And just look at your central energetic channel and just tell me what it looks like and feels like.
Feels shiny. Feels amazing. It looks shiny. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if it's not shiny, everyone, you're going to say a simple statement. So just do it with me and let's see how more shiny it gets. Okay. So close your eyes and repeat after me. I co-create with the divine.
I co-create with the divine.
That all things alien and conditional.
That all things alien and conditional.
Leave my mind, body, and spirit at once.
Leave my mind, body, and spirit at once.
And return to their rightful place.
And return to their rightful place.
With divine love.
With divine love.
Divine will.
Divine will.
Divine grace.
Divine grace.
I bless them and so be it.
I bless them and so be it.
Did it get shinier?
I got shinier and my crown is whoosh.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. And if you guys had icky, sticky gray spots, it should have been released. That statement allows you not to carry stuff that's not yours. Right. We walk in everyone's goo. The world's a crazy place. We're very empathetic, but we can't take on those emotions because we can't process them. And they keep us from really hearing our soul very clearly. Okay. The next thing we're going to do is we're just going to align that central energetic channel. So your crown shouldn't be like, it should be even all the way down, right? So it's called the alignment strategy. And repeat after me. Divine intelligence.
Divine intelligence.
Align body and soul.
Align body and soul.
Align my earth star and my heaven star.
Align my earth star and my heaven star.
And just tell me what happens.
I'm feeling more energy in my feet now too. So aligning.
Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay.
We already had the crown, so now we're in the feet. Yep.
Great. Okay. So now that we're connected and we're aligned, now we get to start to ask questions. Okay. So we're going to start very simple today. Don't go to your most challenging question if you're starting this new, right? So start with a simple question. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And here's the question. What does my soul want to know? What does my soul want me to know in this space and time?
What does my soul want me to know in this space and time?
What was your answer? And did you get visuals? Did you get an in-body sensation?
I got "you're enough," and right. It was kind of a swaying motion.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. So, love the answer. You're enough. You got a big answer, right? Yay. But you're like, great soul. Thank you. But how do I put that in action? Okay. So when we're talking to our soul and we want to change our internal structure, meaning move from not enough to wholeness and completeness, and we're all over that spectrum all the time, there's always an internal action. Internal actions are an acceptance, an activation, an allowing, or an airing. Airing is a letting go. I need an A word, so we use airing, okay? So you're going to take a deep breath. I'm going to ask you the question. Do you need to accept anything to experience more of the enoughness?
I'm getting a no.
Great. Do you need to allow something in order to experience more of the enoughness?
Yes.
Great. Okay. What do you get to allow?
Fun and joy.
Great. Okay. So we're going to open up to the fun and joy. So take a deep breath. Here's an activation. Remember that we talked about activations? We're going to use your body to activate it. So you're going to repeat after me. Divine intelligence.
Divine intelligence.
Activate.
Activate.
Fun and joy.
Fun and joy.
And tell me what happens in your body.
Now I'm feeling the energy in my hands.
Great. Perfect. Great. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. And let's go back into your soul and ask the question, is there anything else that your soul wants you to know in this space and time?
I'm getting it can be easy.
Great. Okay. So you want to pay attention moving forward by just pausing every once in a while, tuning into your soul and going, how can this be easy? How can this be easy? Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So everything likes to be thanked, even yourself. So you can thank your soul And then you can just say, divine intelligence, I release the formal connection with my soul.
Thank you, soul. And I release the connection.
Right? You're talking to your soul all the time, everyone. This is a formal connection. You're not text messaging yourself. There's no autocorrect when you're in that. And what people will say next, when people would say, yeah, next is, well, how do I know it's my ego versus my soul? It's always your soul. Even when it's ego, you're hearing your soul through more layers when it's ego on crack, right? So the perfect example is our soul is always saying more, more, more. And our silly human brains here, right? Layers, right? So if you don't like the answer, because sometimes you're not going to like the answer, you're going to go, or you don't understand it, give it to me in another way. Give me a visual. Give me a word. Give me a memory. Give me an experience. And just think of it as data points. Like, start making little notes. Track it. Have fun with it. The key is for you to have a better relationship with yourself. And that starts from a place of profound love and non-judgment, right? And so anytime that you're moving into judgment, if you can move back into curiosity, back into, hey, this can be fun. Hey, we're experimenting. You're going to build that relationship. And even if you think you have a great relationship with your soul, never hurts to go back to basics or keep asking questions. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And hopefully everyone joined along and did this process for themselves as well. If you didn't, go back and re-listen and do the process for yourselves and see what comes up. I think it's so important to make that connection with our soul and to make this a practice, because I know a lot of times people will try something and go, I didn't get what I wanted to get, or I couldn't tell. And really, the more we practice, the more we go inside, more we ask the questions and sit in that stillness, that the more information usually comes through. So, yeah.
I love that. And you can also set up this process, ask your questions. If you don't get anything, go and do something with your hands, take a shower. So your mind is occupied. And then they'd be like, oh my God, I just got that answer, right? And allow it to support you versus making it life or death. And as you guys are looking all over the VIP stuff, pick a couple and practice them, you know, try them for a couple weeks, because sometimes it needs to sink in. You need practice. You might be getting things, but aren't aware that you are, because you want it to look or feel like a certain way.
Absolutely. I mean, even though that I do this often, I still miss things. And then when I do notice them, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's been shown to me like 50 times and I didn't notice it. So yeah, it's definitely paying attention and asking the questions and really seeing what's coming through. So
agreed.
Thank you, Jennifer. This was so fun. And thank you everyone for being here. And again, you can find out more about Jennifer on her speaker page, her bio, and her website. And of course, please take advantage of her gift, the Your Money Consciousness IQ quiz, and find out some good information there and get all of her tools that she's providing through that gift. So thank you all for being here, and we will see you in the next interview. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.